Today is the February 2019 all-day sitting in Springwater. It's truly a wonderful opportunity to be able to take a pause from the everyday going-ons and come here and sit together and wonder. Who are we, really? To observe how the mind engages in expectations, evaluations, comparisons. For what? Is it coming from a sense that something is lacking here? That things are not okay as they are? The conditioned thought processes that we go through, expecting results. If I come and I sit quietly, will I feel better? Will there be a sense of peace? Expecting that? Is it possible to observe all that stuff going on, which goes on in each and every one of us? And recognize that that's not all there is. So what is there? There's the thoughts and going on, there's the breathing. There's the sound of the heater going on. The rustling, the heart beating. The discomfort, what we call discomfort, maybe uneasiness, and there's really nothing to do. And yet, in conditioned thought, we think we need to do something. Maybe the doing is a way to cover up being busy, covering up a sense of inadequacy. And in doing so, maybe what I've seen here comes about is kind of a dullness. One's going about what's going on, doing what's going on, keeping busy. And maybe there's not really a being in touch with the sound of the crows or the feeling of discomfort, or listening to the body and what the body really needs. All this can be discovered here, sitting and watching and observing. And seeing how the mind wants to know. How am I doing? Is it possible to stay with whatever is going on and not know? It's so radically different than how the mind has been conditioned over time. Feeling inadequate if one doesn't know something. Being impressed upon one that how one isn't enough. And the striving to be better. What's been discovered here is that there is an intelligence that's operating. We can call it an awareness, beingness, being present. That comes from I don't know where. And is here, along with all the other things that are going on. Is it possible to rest in that space? That space of being here, even with the evaluations and the whirling around that the mind engages in, seeing that that's not really all that we are. And we like to say, these are my thoughts, my stories, my conditioning, my trauma. But who is this my? Who is this identification? It is what it is. And it's universal. When we go into the identification, that's where the separation comes about. My thoughts, my beliefs, my trauma, as something separate from others, from the trees, from the animals and all the life that exists here on Earth. But is that really so? That we are separate in this way? That needs to be discovered for oneself. And it starts with observing how we are. Not how we want to be. Not how we were, but how we are right now. And just seeing the repetitive nature of the thoughts. I've been sitting for X amount of time or X amount of years, and I haven't gotten anywhere. Where's there to go? What is this notion of getting somewhere? And yet that goes on in the thoughts. When this can be seen for what it is, and it's not a personal thing, a lot of weight gets dropped off. It's like the baggage gets dropped off. It's not being carried around. It's not weighing one down. Because it's seen. It's not really the truth of things. It just is what goes on. And for some reason, one has been identified with these things as being something that one owns, that's something that's putting one apart from others. This is something that we all do. No need to be judgmental, oh, I shouldn't be that way, or I don't want to be that way, or I want to be something else. Can we just wonder about it. What is really going on? What is the driving force there? To hold on to this stuff. And part of this conditioning is that anything that's uncomfortable needs to be avoided, needs to be covered up. And also part of the conditioning is wanting to feel pleasure and peaceful and calm and secure. And these are all things that are in the imagination. This idea of security. Protectiveness. Being safe. From what? Sitting here, looking, wondering, in this spacious silence, it's all really okay as it is. Just observing. And being in touch. And not knowing. Is it possible to just stay with that? And part of the staying is watching the movements of the mind to move away. And then one sees that maybe one has been caught up in a story, or one has been caught up in judgment, or one has been caught up in expectations. So what? It's what the mind does. It can all be here in this moment and present. Once you are even recognizing that's going on, you're right here. It's interesting though, in experiences I've had sitting for all these years and early on, I would recognize, oh, I've been caught up in a fantasy, or I've been so caught up, I'm not aware of what's happening at all. I'm just all up in my head. And then immediately would come in all these judgments, which is just more of the same stuff. Oh, I shouldn't be that way. I don't want that. Why is that going on? It is. It's such a relief, actually, to see that. And not give it any energy. Because there's always this moment which is fresh and new. And things are always changing. Even though in some ways this conditioned thought wants things to stay the same, wants things how they used to be. Wants things to be familiar. Because on some level, maybe there's some safety in that. But can we control that? We cannot control that. That creation of safety or whatever. At any moment, something could happen. And we have no control over that. A loved one can become sick and die. And then one might be feeling loss and grief. There's no way to prevent that. We think we can, but we can't. The freedom comes with allowing things to be. If there's grief and sorrow, to be with that. See how one might want to make identification and story around that? Not wanting it. That's all kind of moving away emotions. But just staying with the grief, or the sorrow, or the fear, without knowing, and watching the mind wanting to know. The same can be true if someone is enjoying a beautiful moment in nature, or something that a sunset, or something that feels good. Are we truly with that? Or are there emotions moving away, wanting it to last, wanting somehow to hold on to that? It's really no different than moving away from a painful experience, grabbing on and moving away. And being fully alive is really being present here in this moment and allowing things to be as they are. I was walking up the hill earlier today, and as I was walking along the path up toward the pond, I was looking down on the white snow, and on it was all these tiny little needles that have blown off from the hemlock trees, and there were the pine needles from the pine trees, spewed about, and some oak leaves, and they were all just randomly spread out over the snow. And they were just there, not in any specific order, just randomly. And it felt like order in the midst of disorder. It's kind of like being here and present in the midst of all the seemingly disorder that may be going on in the mind. Or what we perceive as disorder going on in the mind. But is it really? And to discover that we truly are okay as we are. And there's no need to strive for some imaginary perfection that really, truly doesn't exist, only in our imaginations. This afternoon, there's a group dialogue at which anyone can bring up anything. Maybe something from the talk that wasn't clear, or something else. And anyone can respond. And in that, there, to see if there can be listening going on, careful listening. Not just with the analytical mind, but with the whole organism. And to be sensitive to what is being said and allowing some space and seeing the tendency to immediately want to jump in with something. So what is going on right now, here? There's the energy in the body, the calling of the crow, the breathing, the feeling of warmth, the rustling. It's all right here. I will end the talk here.